Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. And this is going to be the first half hour, especially not just about mind power, but also about body power, which is influenced by the mind. We're going to be talking about energy healing, and for those of you who are very much interested in this subject matter and want to find out more, my guest today, Dorothea Hover Kramer, was with me on Friday, last Friday at the Women's Show, and was one of my speakers, with the Six Woman Forum. And I'll tell you, this was really an eye-opener, and it was just so informative, and the audience there loved the information she and her associate Stephanie had to share, and we're going to be sharing some of that with you. Today we're going to be talking about her recent publication, The Healing Touch Guidebook. Dorothea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to connect with you again and to talk about Healing Touch, which has been around now for 20 years. The new book is the 20th anniversary edition.
Well,
and
that's
we are very
terrific.
Privileged to have an internationally known writer and nursing professor, Jean Watson, to write the foreword. And because of her involvement with us, we've called the subtitle of the book Practicing the Art and Science of Human Caring.
And I think that's very important. I want my audience to know a little bit about your background. You not only are an author, but you're also a nurse and a psychotherapist, and you were the founding elder of the Healing Touch program, which is taught around the world. You're the co-founder of the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, and I think that this is such an insightful publication because there are so many people, especially women, that are involved in the medical field that have just taken to this like a duck does to water. But also there are so many lay people that have just found that the area of energy healing is so fascinating to them. They themselves perhaps have healing capabilities, and they want to know more. Now, let's go into a little bit about the educational program with this, because the American Holistic Nurses Association, and I had not heard of this, and it's, you know, I mean, there's so many organizations out there, but this is the American Holistic Nurses Associations have been very supportive of you, and they're in six national regions, but this is actually going around the world. Tell us how it was able to move to other areas of the world, and how are other cultures and other peoples coming into this?
Fascinating, yes. Well, actually, the whole way that Healing Touch got started was through my involvement with the American Holistic Nurses Association, which was started in 1981, and it was on the heels of the founding of the American Holistic Medical Association. So the MDs were first. They started the American Holistic Medical Association in 1980, and Dr. Norman Shealy, who is still very active in holistic health, was its first founding president. And since then, very famous people like Bernie Siegel and Andrew Weil and Christian Northrup and many of the famous holistic physicians have been with that association. And, of course, nurses being the largest healthcare professional, we had to start right away and have our own Holistic Nurses Association. I joined very early on and became the education director. And when I started hearing about the work of this nurse, her name was Janet Minkin, that she was teaching healing, energy healing, and it was slightly different from the more well-known healing modality at that time, therapeutic touch. And I went to her classes and I saw the work and I said, this would make an ideal course for the American Holistic Nurses Association to help sponsor. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got started with Healing Touch. I had no idea that 20 years later, Healing Touch would actually be bigger than the American Holistic Nurses Association. AHNA has, well over 5,000 members, whereas Healing Touch is reaching hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The word just spread, and people interested in their own health began to see the benefits. It's not just about helping other people, which, of course, nursing professionals always love to do, but it's also about taking care of oneself, and that's something that's sadly missing in most education of healthcare professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's taught how to take care of themselves. And so a very strong component of the Healing Touch program since its inception has been the personal self-care, which includes managing diet, exercise, enough rest, stress management, releasing tension and anxiety, coping with emotional stressors, and moving to mental clarity and spiritual awareness. And that has been the backbone of the program, that not only do people feel better when they come to see a Healing Touch practitioner, but the Healing Touch practitioners are in excellent health themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And often are just shining lights, and we're seeing that now 20 years later. Women I knew in their 50s and 60s are now in their 70s and 80s, and they're going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just a delightful group of energized people, not just women, by the way. We have many nurses and healthcare professionals who are, of course, also involved in Healing Touch and who are men. So it's a worldwide phenomenon now. One of the early students I had was a lady from Germany who asked me if I would give her some copies of my first book, which was written in 1996. Would I give her some copies to take to Germany? She did. She has now translated our certification program into German and is teaching Healing Touch in Germany. And so it went with the contacts with other countries. You know, everybody knew somebody else
mm-hmm.
in Canada or UK or the Australia or New Zealand, and so now we're really worldwide.
Well, I think it's very exciting. Now, I learned something about you, and I want you to share it with my audience, and that is how you, when you were just 5 years old, how you discovered that you could see energy around people, because not everyone sees what we would call auras or energy fields. Not all people see it, but you did. You were aware of this capability when you were quite young. You shared a story with my audience Friday, and I would very much like for you to share that story about what it was like when you were 5 years old and how it assisted you and your sister in Berlin.
Right. Being able to sense or see people's energy actually is very teachable, and we teach it in Healing Touch. We find that everybody has that capacity either to sense intuitively or to actually get a visual component with that. But certainly any layperson or anyone who has not even been trained in this work knows the difference between meeting someone who you just gel with. You have good vibes. You feel good when you're with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I can personally attest to feeling that way when I met you, Donna.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
We also have the experience of sometimes meeting people who just sort of jar us a little bit, or we want to back off. And, you know, you don't have to be particularly intuitive to be able to pick up those kind of differences in vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who are more sensitive probably begin to notice that there's sort of a lightness or brightness or a higher vibration around people who are likable or friendly or who mean well, as opposed to people who are angry or upset. And as a child, for me, that was a life-saving gift to be able to differentiate between those who could help and those who could harm. I grew up in the middle of World War II in Berlin, and things were pretty desperate. My mother had died. My older sister, she was in her 20s, was trying to run the household, but not very successfully. I had other siblings who were in various other places because of the war. And I was home alone a good bit and decided I need somebody to take care of me. Refugees were coming down the street on a day in April, and I just went out and I looked to see if there would be somebody there that I felt might be able to help me. And I saw this woman. She really did seem to have a higher vibrational frequency about her. I don't know whether it was literally a light, but it certainly felt like it. There was a radiance there. And she looked very tired, and she put her suitcase down right in front of me, so I couldn't help but engage her in conversation. So a desperate, hungry little five-year-old, I asked her if she knew how to make potato pancakes.
I love that logic. I just love kids.
I love potato pancakes, and potatoes were about all we could get to eat in those days. And she said, oh, yeah. But she was mostly Russian and really didn't speak much German. But you know, people who like children communicate that. And then I asked her if she liked children. I thought that was important. I wanted somebody who would like me. And she said, oh, yeah. And so I brought her into the house. I told my older sister, this is Aunt Martha. I guess I had asked her her name, and she said Martha. So I said, okay, Aunt Martha, this is Aunt Martha, and she's going to take care of me. My sister got this very odd look on her face, like, what? But then the two of them, the two adults, got to talking with each other. Turned that out that Aunt Martha had some skills that were very useful to us. One, she spoke Russian, which was important since we had been invaded by the Russians. The other, she knew how to play the black market, so we could actually trade, like silverware and buried items for food and survive that way. So she was a real blessing to my life, and being able to sense her energy was just one of those bright moments. I also, about that same time, became known in the neighborhood as someone who would heal with my hands, which is an interesting tie-in to healing touch work that I started doing 20 years ago. People would bring me birds that had fallen out of their nests because the trees were being cut down for firewood. And I would hold those birds in my hand, and some of them would get better and fly away, and some of them would get worse and die. And it seemed like if I added prayers, it happened a little more quickly. And, of course, I was okay with either way, because my sister and I would have elaborate funerals, which was one way we had of entertaining ourselves in those days. And when the birds flew away, of course, we felt it was a great gift to everybody to actually see a bird fly in these desperate times.
That's
so
true.
I've been doing hands-on healing in some form ever since. I went to nurses training in the late 50s with the idea of healing, learning how to heal. And I loved Florence Nightingale and thought I would learn all these good things. But nursing in those days didn't teach that kind of stuff. So I had to wait till the 1970s when therapeutic touch made its first appearance. And therapeutic touch, people may remember, was the first energy healing modality to surface and to enter mainstream healthcare. Healing Touch followed, and now we have a variety of energy modalities, Reiki, polarity therapies, energy psychology, various energy modalities that are in use in mainstream healthcare. But therapeutic touch was the first, and of course it had its beginnings in nursing. So I was in the right profession to find ways of healing.
You have a wonderful quote right at the very beginning of your book by John O'Donohue.
Oh,
though
yes.
Your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of a beginning that is at one with your life's desire. And I think that just speaks complimentary to what you are discussing about yourself and being in the medical field. But a lot of people that are interested in this, and you point this out, are not in the medical field.
Right.
They are attracted to it. They want to do it for themselves. They want to also utilize it for loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk just a little bit about the principles of the human energy system. You have the biofields. You say the energetic fields speak. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yes, yes. Well, the human energy system has just recently come under more scientific understanding, since we now have ways of assessing the electromagnetic energy of the human body much more profoundly and much more precisely. So human subtle energies have been suspected probably for thousands of years, and in Eastern India, the prana, yama, the working with the breath to enhance the human energy field was known in the Oriental medicine 5,000 years ago. Acupuncture meridians and acupoints were understood. So energetic oriented healing is actually very old in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only recently that we actually have the science to confirm, yes, we are electromagnetic beings, and parallel to our neurological system, a neurological system consisting of the brain, the spinal cord, the nerve pathways. Those are physical cellular materials, except that at all the synapses where the dendrites and the receptors meet on the nerve pathways, there's a slight electrical charge. So even in the neurological wiring, the electromagnetic nature of the body is apparent. But parallel to the neurological pathways of the body, we have this wonderful vibrational body. I call it the vibrational matrix. And it consists of what is called the meridian pathways. There seem to be 14 major ones. The human biofield, and the chakras, the human energy centers.
Mm-hmm.
And in Healing Touch, we focus on 7 major energy centers in relation to the human spine, and also the biofield as a whole, which can be sensed pretty easily with hand assessment. So Healing Touch practitioners will work to assess the biofield, the actual electromagnetic emanations beyond the physical body to see where there is disturbance. And based on that, they can make a nursing diagnosis and implement various processes such as healing touch or therapeutic touch. So the human vibrational matrix consisting of a number of subtle energy pathways is now being understood more fully, and we see it as a wonderful complement to what we know in Western medicine. Often when someone fails to heal or they don't maintain the energy levels they would like, it is because there's this disturbance in the vibrational matrix that can be rebalanced. And that's the very exciting possibility that we have with Healing Touch.
Now, you talk also about breath being an amplifier in energy therapy. You say breath acts like a billow. So talk about that for a moment.
Sure. This would be, again, building on what was known in the ancient Eastern Indian traditions, the Vedas, the Ayurveda traditions, where the prana, the human breath, was used to expand the human vibrational system. And so the in-breath was one of nurturing every cell, and the out-breath was one of releasing pressures and tensions. Now we know, of course, having much more advances in respiratory therapy, that the in-breath indeed is the energizer of all the cellular structures, and the out-breath is the release of the toxins, the waste, the carbon dioxide, the things that are no longer needed by the body. And so the exchange that we do with our breath right away begins to shift our inner life space. We can make more space for ourselves just by letting go of the breath more fully. So I might encourage your listeners to do that, to a slow count of 5 or 7, to release the breath, really letting go of stress or tension.
Now,
and
all,
then the in-breath will naturally be much deeper and more healthy for the body.
You also make some comments that I think are very astute. I was talking with a physician not too long before I went on the show today, who's going to be coming up for an interview. And we were discussing how many times people don't go to doctors or won't take care of themselves until they really get to be at what would be considered a very painful level.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's got its good points. It's got its bad points. But you said you noticed that illness or disturbance brings persons to increased awareness. And I liked those words, because I really think pain is a friend, because it lets us know when something is wrong. And if we are wise and we heed what's being said to us in the beginning phases, we're far better off if we do that. But let's talk about that, because I think people need to understand pain more effectively than they do.
Right. Pain is a fascinating teacher, and I like to call it a teacher because it's not a curse, although many people have negative perceptions about pain. But if you think of what your smoke alarm does in your house, your smoke alarm is an exact small electronic device that is sensitive to disturbance, specifically of smoke or the possibility of fire. And when that alarm goes off, everybody can respond and take appropriate action to prevent a fire. Pain is like that. It's a signal. It's a signal from the body. It's like a message, like, here, please pay attention to this part of the body. Please notice what's happening here. Please check this out. Or please get some help here. Or please slow down. So as such, pain is a great teacher because it educates us to what is safe and what is harmful to the body. The body cannot speak to us unless we're willing to listen. Pain speaks to us. And some people have a slower pain threshold, and maybe with awareness training they can prevent illness. Some people have a high pain threshold because, remember, in our culture, it's not considered cool to have pain, and so people will ignore pain till it gets very severe or till something really breaks down in the body. And at that point, there may be severe injury. Like a heart attack or some occlusion of a blood vessel. Early symptoms are really much better if we can learn to pay attention to them and take appropriate action. So there has to be willingness. There has to be willingness to learn from pain. Most people just think, well, if I medicate it, it'll stop and go away. And if it comes back some more, I'll medicate some more. Unfortunately, that has led to a great deal of clouding of awareness. People are not very sharp when they're in pain, and when they take medication, they become even less aware of their surroundings and themselves, and serious consequences can come, such as accidents or a worsening of a condition. So if we can take pain as a signal for learning, we are much more ahead of the game. If we see it as a teacher, it's quite different than if we see it as an enemy or something to be subjugated or to get rid of. It's a teacher. It lets us know when we need to pay attention.
I agree. Now, in the late 1990s, more than 33% of the people that lived in North America had used some form of complementary therapy during a year. And the numbers are rising because people are becoming more alert, more aware, and they're saying, we are going to take advantage of different modalities. And it's not just the cost of health care, but so many times physicians today are not spending any more than 15 minutes with a patient.
Right.
And so people are saying, wait a minute, there's just not enough time in 15 minutes for me to get what I need. And I know one of the people that was assisting me at the booth during the Women's Day event, the Women's Fair event, 2 years ago, she could barely walk. She just didn't have it. So she got into alternative methods. She found out she had a problem with wheat and with lactose intolerance. So she's done a number of things. And this weekend, she worked the whole day, where 2 years ago, she was just almost a basket case and had to even use a scooter. That's not the case today. The scooter's in the garage. This woman has taken the initiative and has done a lot of homework and a lot of trial and error. And she's just done a phenomenal job with herself. So the energy healing is something that is non-invasive. It is definitely something that people are willing to learn about. You cover how conventional physicians are always interested in research results. However, they are also finding that the results that patients are getting from doing certain things, whether it's nutritional therapy, energy healing, whatever, they're saying, wow, this is working for people. Why? Maybe it's all psychological. You know, they go that route. But there is that modality of dealing with energy, and having been the recipient of healing in the years past, I have found that it's just an amazing experience when you have it and you never forget it. But I also like what you are supporting in this book, and that is that people that want to get certification in this have to learn how to take care of themselves.
Right, absolutely.
And that is mandatory. That is absolutely mandatory. And you say the practitioner becomes a conduit for the flow of universal energy, and I think that's a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Dorothea, I need to tell you we're almost out of time here.
Yeah.
With your book, you have so much good information. People can be trained. Where do they go? What is your website? So people can look up your information. I just was so impressed with you and Stephanie and the things that you were sharing with people. Where can they find out more? Because I know I have a lot of listeners that would like to know about this.
Well, the Healing Touch Guidebook is written in a very user-friendly way, so I would encourage them perhaps to get that either from Amazon.com or from the Healing Touch Program headquarters. And that email address is simply info@HealingTouchProgram.com. The website is HealingTouchProgram.com. And from the Healing Touch program, which their headquarters are in San Antonio, Texas,
mm-hmm.
You can get information about the book. You can get information about their many courses. They have a newsletter that's free to the public. You just have to sign up. The website, www.healingtouchprogram.com, will give you that link, or you can email directly to that site, info@healingtouchprogram.com. So it's a wonderful organization. Those people who see the newsletter, they'll see there are hundreds of courses worldwide being taught of the various components of the course, and of course the book is the textbook for that course.
Dorothea, it has been a delight having you as a guest today, and I know that this is going to expand even more. I'm so privileged to have you as a guest. The book is The Healing Touch Guidebook, Practicing the Art and Science of Human Caring.
Hmm.
Go to healingtouchprogram.com. That's the website. You'll find out about courses, where you can get the book, etc. And if you wanted to send an email, send it to info@healingtouchprogram.com. Again, Dorothea, thank you so much for being with me today. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hello, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open if you'd like to call in and chat with me. You can reach me at 888-815-9756. That's a worldwide toll-free number, 888-815-9756. I want to thank Monique Chapman, my gracious host and friend on AchieveRadio.com. We had a wonderful show last night from 6 to 7 Pacific time, and it was just delightful to interact with her listeners, and I want to thank her for inviting me to be a guest on her program. It's always a delight to be able to interact with Monique.
And also, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, yes, we have another event that's coming up on March the 27th. That is a Saturday. Boy, this month is just flying by like it's been put on fast forward. Amazing. Well, there is the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. It's been around for almost 40 years, but they're changing their name. And it is going to be now the Emerald Spiral Expo, and it is the Spring Expo, and usually I'm not able to participate in this, but I am going to be able to do it this year since the women's show was done at the 1st of March rather than at the last of March. So it is going to be from 9 until 5 on Saturday, March 27th. It's going to be held at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. And we're going to have all kinds of things going on. Now, this is what I call a cozy expo. It's small. If you are wanting to talk with people of various intuitive talents, this is a wonderful environment to go and meet people. They're going to have speakers. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have a slew of books, and I'm also going to do mini consultations. So you'll be able to see me there if you're interested. They are going to have door prizes. All kinds of wonderful things are going to be going on. So if you'd like more information about this, you can go to emeraldspiral.com or you can call them at 206-937-2275. Leave them a message. Also, there's info at emeraldspiral.com. So this is a change, but it's a wonderful group, a wonderful event in the Pacific Northwest being held at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. So if you're able to come on out, do that because it is a terrific event. Also, I wanted to say to those of you who are listening, if you're a first-time listener, I'm so delighted that you've been able to join the listenership for the Donna Sebo Show. And I want to mention, if you have a story about the paranormal, if it involves animals, if it involves ghosts, I don't care what it is, I'd love to have your story. I'd love to read your story. I'm putting a book together, and I'm collecting 100 stories from people around the world. And if you'd like to have yours considered, please submit it. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And be sure to put your contact information in the email. If you'd like to send the story to me via snail mail, send it to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. So much going on. Oh, my word, I just can't believe how the time just seems to be whizzing on by. Does it seem like it's in fast forward for you? It sure does with me. I don't know how all these people manage to do the blogs and everything else. It's all I can do to keep up with what I'm keeping up with. It's just amazing. Just seemed like enough hours in the day. Okay, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into if you would like to chat with me. Now, I wanted to share some information with you. This comes out of the Reader's Digest, and this material has crossed my desk before, and I may have shared it with you on an earlier show. But there is that, gee whiz, if you hear it once, if you hear it twice, if you hear it the third time, you must pay attention. And the medical arena, little by little, because of sophistication with technology, they're starting to understand that some of the things that they have been using in the way of radiation therapies and or equipment that uses radiation for scans has a downside, and this is what I'm sharing with you. This came out of the Reader's Digest. Nearly 29,000 people, that's how many Americans, are projected to develop cancer because they got a CT scan in 2007. Now, in today's world, doctors are prescribing CT scans three times more often than in 1993, but this is what they are discovering. These exams sometimes expose patients to much more radiation than is needed. The cancers the scans cause could ultimately kill some 15,000 Americans, maybe even more. Now, this comes from a study from the National Cancer Institute. Now, the question is, these dangers, they are outweighed by an exam's benefits, right? Well, not always. I'm going to share more information with you. We've got a caller on the line. We're going to be going to that caller. When I get finished with the caller, I'll share the rest of the details with you because they are important. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Don. It's Frank. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Well, hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Okay, let's get down to business, Frank. You are going to be working with some legal documents, and I'm seeing the number 3. I'm inclined to think it may be within 3 days to 3 weeks. On the outside, it might be within the next 3 months, but the number 3 is associated with these documents. You need to review them very carefully before you sign them, and it could be anything from insurance to whatever. And you need to know you assume nothing with the documents. If you assume, you're going to be disappointed because you may find that the document itself is missing some pertinent details that need to be addressed. So don't assume that everything is up to par because it may not be. So be sure you review whatever these documents are, making sure that everything is exactly where it is supposed to be. Also, there is going to be an invitation for you to do a speaking engagement, and I'm excited for you because I think that this is going to open up a wonderful opportunity for you to communicate with some people on a level that you would never have had an opportunity to do before. So you will need to find out from these people that ask you to speak what their particular format is, what they are inclined to be interested in, and then adapt your information accordingly to fit into their thinking niche. And I think they're going to be very pleased. Be sure you get a letter of reference from them because I think it will be the first of more than one speaking engagement you're going to have a chance to be involved with. And I think you're going to thoroughly enjoy the experiences. What would you like to ask me, Frank?
Oh, I was just going to ask for just a general reading, and now I'm so curious, speaking engagement, what would I speak about?
I don't know. I have no clue. You're going to have the opportunity. I do not know. I just know it's going to be there. That's why I said make sure you know what it is that their niche is. It's just like, I was invited, for example, I'll use me as an example. I was invited to speak to a business group, and I made a point of asking them what is their theme, what would they like to have addressed, and my expertise, I adapted what their needs were, and they were just thrilled. They said, this is exactly what we want to talk about.
Oh.
So you have to ask the right questions. And you'll have the opportunity.
Okay.
So go for it.
Do you see anything else?
No. Just going to have to be short and sweet on the show.
Okay, no problem. I understand. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Frank, and thanks for calling in.
Okay,
this
bye.
Is Donna Sebo. You can call in and chat with me, too, 888-815-9756. Now, let me finish this information on the CT scan. Do you know CT scans can be life-saving, but there's a lot of them that are not necessary? Now, this statement comes from a physician, Rita Redberg. She's the editor of the Archives of International Medicine, which published the research. Now, this is what they find. They say suspected kidney stones, minor head trauma, and abdominal pain are particularly likely to result in unwarranted scans. Now, to get all of the advantages of advanced technology without absorbing unnecessary radiation, you need to ask or be aware of these points. These are very important. You need to ask your doctor whether the scan results will change the treatment plan. If not, is the scan necessary? Why do it? There are those people that just do the scan because they're going to make money off of it. This is not an inexpensive level of exam. You also need to check whether alternative tests involving less radiation could provide the information for a proper diagnosis. or you could just ask if the proposed CT scan is based on established decision rules which guide appropriate use. Now, this comes from David J. Brenner, who is the director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City. So we're not getting these comments just from somebody on a corner. These are people in the medical field that are trying to educate us. If a child needs a CT scan, you need to ask the technician to double-check that the machine settings are adjusted properly. For a pediatric exam, it takes less radiation to produce a good image on a child's CT scan, and kids are more vulnerable to radiation's effects. Do you know that one CT scan can be the equivalent of 442 chest x-rays? And I had a friend who personally ended up getting severe radiation burns. This is something they honestly, many, many times, for all of the training, they don't understand the energy levels that they're dealing with. So be aware. Anytime you're exposed to radiation, that has an effect on your cellular wellness. I know, because I've talked with nurses that gave me information. It's amazing. So be aware. Educate yourself. And if you wonder what Reader's Digest issue it is, it's the April issue of this year. So you can read it yourself. Just don't take my word for it. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. You can give me a call if you like to chat further. 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, Donna here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Nina Price, 5 strategies for staying employed in today's economy. I know I have talked with people at the Women's Expo, and so many were saying, oh, I hate my job, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And I find it so interesting that we often will have attitudes about where we are, and we want to make changes, but we don't realize that we need to perhaps do some things right where we are so that when those changes do evolve, we're going to be ready to move forward efficiently and well. So tomorrow, Nina's going to be my guest, and then on Friday, I'm going to have open mic hour. So you and your friends will be able to call in at any time throughout the entire hour, and I'll be delighted to share my time with you. Okay, phone number 888-815-9756. I wanted to share a little bit of trivia with you, and it's fun. Robotics, my goodness, they're becoming more and more a part of life on so many different levels. But I really had a chuckle over a robotic dog that I have a picture of in front of me, and it was built by Sony, and it's an artificial intelligence robot. Now, it's a dog that they've used, and they call it AIBO, A-I-B-O. Now, it recognizes commands, it barks, scampers along, it can sleep, it'll even lift its leg. Yes, yes, yes. They have been able to make it do all the typical things that our beloved four-pawed critters do. It also can talk, it dances, it can stand on its head, it can send emails, which just absolutely amazes me. And if you need messages left for you to remind you to do things, it'll do that too. Now, this model that I have a picture of in front of me, apparently Sony is going to support this model through 2013, and AIBO is going to live on. Apparently they're going to be graduating from AIBO to another type of a model, but AIBO itself is going to be living on in robotic history due to hackers, eBay, the Smithsonian, and the Museum of Modern Art. The last two organizations have admitted this phenomenal robotic pup into their permanent collections. I'm telling you, what people do, it is just so much fun and amazing. Just the ingenuity and the inventiveness. I just absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun. Also, if you are like so many of us, you have electronic gadgets, you've got old computers, you've got things sitting around, and you go, how do I dispose of this? Because I just can't take it to the dump. Well, when your old computers and televisions are put into the trash, as we typically know it, well, it is not a good thing. Why? Because there are so many various chemicals that are in these machines that they can leak into the water table, into the soil, and even actually create toxic vapors that go into the air. Now, there are a number of retailers that have figured out how we can recycle our items and recycle them properly. And there are four companies, Best Buy, Office Depot, Radio Shack, and Staples. All four of these you can utilize. Now, with Best Buy, you can drop your CDs, DVDs, cell phones, inkjet cartridges into a free kiosk in any of their stores. You can also take larger items such as DVD players, computers, and televisions. Now, they can't be bigger than 32 inches, but there's a limit of two large items per household per day. It costs $10 to recycle TVs, computer monitors, and laptops, but they'll give you a $10 gift card for doing that. So you'll be able to put that against the purchase at their store. Office Depot, you can recycle your old cartridges and cell phones, no charge at all, and to dispose of almost any other kind of device, like fax machines, anything else that you can think of, you need to purchase a box, a small, medium, or large one. It's $5, $10, or $15. It's a recycling box, and you put your stuff in it and leave it at the store, pay them the fee, and that's fine. Radio Shack, you can trade in your players, your cameras, your all kinds of things. A sales associate will determine the value of your electronic item and give you a gift card in exchange. Staples, pretty much the same stuff. They give you some staple coupons for each item that you turn in, and there's just so much that they're able to take care of. So you've got four options there. If you've got stuff that's hanging around, just remember, with your computer, take out your hard drive and smash it up, because there are people that specifically look for old hard drives, and they'll take all of your information off it. Even if you think you've erased it, it's not erased with the right kind of equipment. So for security purposes, you want to be sure if this is an old computer that you smash up the hard drive, because security will be compromised if you don't. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz. Well, no, you can't give me a buzz because we're out of time. Hey, you will be tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about, again, five strategies for staying employed in today's economy. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is something that I say at the end of each show because it's so important for us to stay centered and to realize that we are the ones in charge of our thinking, our feelings. We can have ups and downs, but we need to remember that we're the boss of our own self. And in being that, we have choices we can always make, and they're up to us to be clear about. This is Donna Sebo. Have a fabulous evening. We'll be back with you same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. This is Donna. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.